I'm VOA's Richard Green with your worldwide news update. Ukraine is reportedly claiming credit for an explosion in Moscow that killed the Russian general in charge of the country's nuclear, biological, and chemical defense forces. Authorities say Lieutenant General Igor Kirillov and his assistant were killed when a bomb planted close to a residential apartment building was detonated. The bomb was hidden in an electric scooter parked near the building and detonated remotely. Kirillov was charged on Monday by Ukraine Security Service for the use of banned chemical weapons in Russia's nearly three-year-old invasion of Ukraine. News outlets say Kyiv's claim that it was responsible for Kirillov's death came from a Ukrainian security source. Kirillov was also sanctioned by Britain back in October for deploying chemical weapons against Ukrainian forces. One person has been killed due to a powerful earthquake that struck the Pacific island nation of Vanuatu Tuesday. The U.S. Geological Survey said the 7.3 magnitude quake struck about 30 kilometers off the coast of the archipelago's main island. The quake triggered a tsunami warning that was called off less than 2 hours later. Several buildings in the capital Port Vila were damaged or destroyed, including one that housed the embassies of the United States, Britain, France, and New Zealand. A spokesperson for the U.S. Embassy in Papua New Guinea said its embassy in Port Vila had sustained considerable damage and was closed until further notice. South Korea's Yonhap News Agency says the Army's top-ranking officer has been arrested in connection with President Yoon Suk-yeol's short-lived imposition of martial law. General Park On-soo, the Army's chief of staff, has been charged with playing a key role in an insurrection and abuse of power. VOA's podcast, The Issue, connects the dots, helping you understand the bigger picture. This is VOA News. Park is the fifth key figure to be arrested in the scandal, including former Defense Minister Kim Yong-un. Yonhap is also reporting that a member of Yoon's legal team says the president is rejecting the idea that his December 3rd martial law order amounted to insurrection. Yoon was impeached Saturday by South Korea's parliament over the decree and suspended from his presidential duties. A teacher and a student are dead after another student opened fire at a small Christian school in the Midwestern U.S. state of Wisconsin Monday. AP correspondent Norman Hall has more on the tragedy.
Police said the shooter, a 15-year-old female student identified as Natalie Rupnow, apparently took her own life. The shooting occurred in a study hall and was reported to police by a second grader. Six others were wounded at Abundant Life Christian School, including two students who were in critical condition. A teacher and three students were taken to a hospital with less serious injuries. A motive for the shooting was not immediately known. Police said the parents of the suspected shooter are cooperating. I'm Norman Hall.
A judge in New York ruled Monday that U.S. President-elect Donald Trump's conviction for falsifying records to cover up a sex scandal should stand. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports.
The case stems from a $130,000 payment made by Trump's former lawyer to adult film actor Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 election. Trump denies that the payment was made to silence her about an alleged affair. On Monday, the judge rejected arguments from Trump's legal team that presidential immunity invalidates the verdict that found him guilty of 34 counts of falsifying business records to cover up the payment. In a 41-page court ruling, Justice Juan Merchan said Trump's actions were, quote, decidedly personal and did not interfere with presidential authority. When a Manhattan jury found him guilty in May, it made Trump the first U.S. president to be criminally convicted. Trump pleaded not guilty, calling the case an attempt to disrupt his 2024 campaign.
That was Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Trump was initially scheduled to be sentenced on November 26, but that has been indefinitely postponed in the wake of his victory in the November 5th presidential election. Prosecutors in Bolivia have issued an arrest warrant for former President Evo Morales in connection with a sexual abuse investigation. The warrant was issued after Morales defied an order to testify in a case involving allegations that he fathered a child with a 15-year-old girl in 2016. The alleged relationship would constitute statutory rape under Bolivian law. Morales has denied the allegations. He has accused his handpicked successor, President Luis Arce, of conspiring with his enemies to prevent him from running in next year's presidential election. That wraps up this update, but the world and news never stop. I'm Richard Green, VOA News.